Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring news, music, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of egalitarianism, sustainability, wellness, health, and freedom for all. For all without discrimination. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. This episode is another feature of contemporary events in these critical days of 2022. Let's start out with this song by vegan musician Alex Ant in the Sonic Universe. This song is called Shatter. Stay tuned to Vegan Nation for my upcoming interview with Alex Ant, as well as many other interviews with vegan authors and veganic farmers, veganic gardeners, vegan chefs and activists in the States, in the UK, in Israel, and more. In this episode, I'm featuring activists in Kansas and Canada. After we hear this beautiful song by Alex Ant in the Sonic Universe, Shatter.
A world is shattered into pieces. We're faded, divided, polarized, lost and separated. Sometimes it's hard to see things clearly. It's foggy. There's radiation in our bodies. Will we get back to the place we remember? Can the people from all sides come together and shatter the walls and keep us from connecting? Break the illusion. No more confusion. Shatter the fear that holds us back from loving. Once we believe it, we can receive it. They've even split up friends and family with Jesus. Ideologies that draw the lines between us. Wake up, they're trying to control us. It's evil, but we can overcome by unifying people. We gotta find a way to love one another. Set our differences aside and rediscover how to shatter the walls and keep us from connecting. Break the illusion. No more confusion. Shatter the fear that holds us back from loving. Once we believe, in the Shangri-La, this mystical Elysium, we're going home to the place we've always known. Shatter the dark that stops us from reflecting. Tear down the ego as we let go.
Shatter by Alex Arndt in the Sonic Universe. I'd like to share with you a recent article by Judy Carman, vegan author Judy Carman, author of Peace to All Beings, an environmental activist and peace activist for decades in Kansas. This is her article that she published just a few days ago, titled Truckers and Vegans for a Free World. A few days ago, in Canada, an elderly man was pulled out of his vehicle, handcuffed, and forcibly taken to jail. His crime? He honked in support of the 60,000 and counting truckers who are currently rallying in Canada in an ongoing peaceful protest for freedom. Like activists for peace, animals, and the environment, the truckers in this elderly man are considered terrorists. Why? Because they believe all human beings have an inalienable right to freedom from government control and freedom of speech and assembly. Why are animal activists and vegans considered terrorists, subject to jail and fines for protecting suffering animals? Because we believe that all beings, including the human ones, deserve absolute and inviolable freedom. Why are peace activists considered terrorists? Because they think war is a very bad idea, useful to governments, the war machine, and central banks, lethal for us. Why are activists for the earth considered terrorists? Because they want to stop the reckless destruction of the earth by the power elite. On February 7th, 2022, the Department of Homeland Security produced its Summary of Terrorism Threats to the Homeland. It states in part, quote, "The United States remains in a heightened threat environment fueled by several factors, including an online environment filled with false or misleading narratives and conspiracy theories, and other forms of mis, dis, and malinformation, MDM, introduced and/or amplified by foreign and domestic threat actors. These threat actors seek to exacerbate societal friction to sow discord and undermine public trust in government institutions, to encourage unrest, which could potentially inspire acts of violence," end quote. A key phrase points to undermining, quote, "public trust in government institutions," end quote. That's one of our primary jobs as activists, isn't it? It is precisely trust in the elite government institutions and their corporate handlers that has led to massive extinction of wild animals, the sickening abuse and slaughter of trillions of cows, pigs, chickens, fish, and others for food, experiments, entertainment, etc., and the desecration of our sacred earth, mother's air, water, and soils. We must always be on the lookout for bad deeds and criminal acts by the government and their corporate sponsors against those who cannot defend themselves. That's what we do. DHS also wants to, quote, "protect us from false and misleading narratives and conspiracy theories," end quote. The narratives that have been force-fed to nearly every person on the planet are falling apart from the sheer weight of their falsehoods. When nearly every government in the world suddenly and clearly on cue begins lockdowns of healthy people, ruining small businesses, and closing schools, does this not warrant theories on all our parts as we try to make sense of such madness? Activists, veteran questioners of the status quo, do not believe much of anything the government has to say, and certainly not this. And when they ramp up the censoring and telling us they are protecting us from misinformation for our own good? No. That is our job as individuals, as questioners, as critical thinkers. We're listening to a recent piece by vegan author Judy Carman. She published this essay on February 16th, 2022, titled Truckers and Vegans for a Free World. Let's continue with the article. You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. We research for ourselves. We seek the truth always. In fact, like Gandhi's nonviolent Satyagraha, we insist, Agraha, on truth, Satya. Since those first days, we have seen the narratives we have been told to accept unquestioningly, as if an activist could ever do that, begin to crumble. Many countries have now lifted their COVID restrictions. And we have seen activism at its finest as people from all walks of life, including the courageous truckers of Canada, risk all to let these governments know we are not letting go of our freedom. They are afraid of us, not because we are violent. We are not. Our activism comes straight from the love in our hearts, for our loved ones, for all beings, and for liberty for all and freedom from totalitarian control. No, they are afraid of us because there are a lot more of us than there are of them. We don't need violence to regain our freedom. We only need to stand together. That is precisely why the DHS statement is designed to make us afraid of each other. If they can divide us, they can win the control that they are bent on achieving. These power elites are fiercely focused on total control of humanity, and they have been working on it for a long time. The resources online that have managed to evade censoring by Facebook, Twitter, and others are there for all to see. Several shining examples include Children's Health Defense and Dell Big Tree's High Wire. Attorney Reiner Fumick's grand jury opening statement accusing Gates, Fauci, and others of crimes against humanity is crucial to hear. Joe Rogan's thorough interview of the inventor of mRNA vaccine technology, Dr. Robert Malone, is critical to understanding the depth and breadth of the deception and attempted control that is taking place. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s new book, The Real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health, reveals jaw-dropping facts that we the people simply cannot afford to ignore. On page 404, he states, quote, Dark Winter, Atlantic Storm, and Global Mercury were only three of over a dozen germ games staged by military, medical, and intelligence planners leading up to COVID-19. Each of these Kafkaesque exercises became uncanny predictors of a dystopian age that pandemic planners dubbed the new normal. The consistent feature is an affinity among their simulation designers for militarizing medicine and introducing centralized autocratic governance. At this point, early February 2022, in this fast-moving COVID drama, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is following that agenda perfectly, refusing to talk with the peaceful trucker protesters, freezing funds donated to them and their personal bank accounts, and attempting to force medical treatments on them against their free will. I'm reading the recent essay by Judy Carman. Kennedy goes on to write on page 405, quote, virtually all of the scenario planning for pandemics employ technical assumptions and strategies familiar to anyone who has read the CIA's notorious psychological warfare manuals. Using imposed isolation and the demolition of traditional economies to crush resistance, to foster chaos, demoralization, dependence, and fear, and for imposing centralized and autocratic governance, end quote. Please let that sink in. And please consider this book one of the essential manuals as we work together to preserve our freedoms and restore those that have been lost. But there's something that is really exciting to me. At the same time that these folks are planning a totalitarian world government, humanity is in the midst of the greatest transformation to higher consciousness ever imagined. We all know it is time. I'm reciting the recent essay by author Judy Carman, a vegan in Kansas, Her article is titled Truckers and Vegans for a Free World. You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue with Judy's article, and then we'll hear a clip of Team Vegan on the Freedom Convoy 2022.
What time is it?
It's mango time.
Hi, folks. This is Chuck Demers. Please tune us in on Tuesday mornings on the Jukebox. I, along with Rose, will play the best songs we know. We call the show Mango Time. Something sweet, juicy, and good for you. Okay, we're at WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM and WCUW.org.
The Jukebox airs Monday through Friday from 9 until 1 p.m.
WCUW Worcester.
Welcome back from the break. You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station, nor its management. Here's a continuation of Judy Carman's recent essay, Truckers and Vegans for a Free World, published February 16th, 2022. Judy Carman is a vegan activist, environmental activist, peace activist, and has been for many, many moons. She's based in Kansas, USA. We know we cannot continue the destructive actions of Homo sapiens any longer. Our species is right on the precipice of awakening to an entirely new way of being on the planet as Homo ahimsa. Ahimsa is the Sanskrit word for non-harm. Some of us are closer than others, some more aware of this transformation than others, but all of us are being invited to leave our competitive, hierarchical, dominating Homo sapiens identity behind and enter into the divine truth of who we are. The Homo ahimsa, gentle caretakers of Earth and partners with all life, including each other. This nature is and has always been within us, the seed of loving kindness and desire to live nonviolently has always been a part of us. As I observe the apparent chaos that swirls around us, I see truckers willing to risk imprisonment and loss of income to stand for our freedom to choose whether we want an experimental drug or not. I see nurses and doctors losing their practices in order to stand firm against forced injections without informed consent in order to uphold their Hippocratic oath to do no harm. I see police chiefs, sheriffs, soldiers, and many people in authority losing their jobs in order to stay true to their oath to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution. The Constitution that was designed to prevent tyranny and limit the power of top-down government. I see parents taking back their authority to decide if their children get injected or masked. I see religious leaders refusing to close the doors of their places of worship. Governors, presidents, attorney general, and politicians around the world are calling for an end to all COVID restrictions. Many of these people are not vegan yet. Many have never protested a war or handed out flyers on a street corner. Some have not even realized yet that our actions, up till now, have caused and continue to cause the extinction of millions of species. But all over the world during these COVID years, the truth is coming out. The damage and corruption are on open display. And our freedoms are being threatened as never before. All of that is bringing us together, and that is terrorism to them. We have a common cause. It's our own survival as a species that must be free to be the egalitarian, loving human beings we were always meant to be. We cannot survive on the planet if the other animals are gone. We cannot fight for their freedom from tyranny if we are not free. So I see all these amazing people coming from many different places geographically, philosophically, culturally. The power elites may not be capable, psychologically, of joining us, but they are welcome to join us if their hearts can awaken. We are journeying upward on many paths toward a new way of being in the world, a way in which we can be helpmates and beloveds with the rest of our Earth family. Having seen the harm that we are capable of, let us embrace this holy opportunity to heal the damage we have done, to never again follow, quote, leaders, end quote, into wars for profit, to never again kill and harm animals for any purpose, and to bring heaven to earth. To those of you who are working so hard to create a vegan world of peace and freedom for all beings, I want to say how much I love and admire every one of you for your selflessness and for demonstrating with such grace how to live as homo ahimsa. But I am also in awe of the many people who are selflessly sacrificing their time and nonviolently enduring the viciousness and violence of those bent on the control of us all. They may not be vegan yet. They may not have connected all the dots yet, but neither have we. The threat to animals that we face down every single day is happening to us too. And as I said, at the same time, the invitation to higher consciousness and living in a holy, sacred manner is also at hand. This is an urgent yet glorious chance to bring homo ahimsa into being. But to make it happen, we must also be very clear, courageous, and bold. We have always said, animal liberation is human liberation. Never has it been more true than it is right now. End of article. Thank you all for listening. I just shared Judy Carman's recent article published February 17th, 2022, titled Truckers and Vegans for a Free World. You can find that on her website, which is peacetoallbeings.blogspot.com. Judy Carman. That's C-A-R-M-A-N. In Kansas, USA. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. Now here's a short clip from Team Vegan on the Freedom Convoy 2022 in Canada.
I think it's really important that vegans have a presence here, because if you think about, it's essential that we take a stand against the limitation and erasure of our rights and freedoms, especially around those that involve our body. If we don't have control over what is done with our own bodies, how are we going to liberate anybody from what's being done to theirs? So it's a slippery slope that we're falling down. So it's absolutely critical that we maintain our liberation so that we can continue our efforts to liberate others. Mike, you got anything to say?
Freedom is the only way. I mean, you know, how else do you do anything? Without freedom, you really got nothing. So, yeah, this is the most important thing.
There it is.
Freedom.
Yeah. Freedom, that's, baby.
And that's what
absolutely
we're doing today. They're going to tell old JT.
Yeah. And even though we may not agree with a lot of the people that are here that are speciesist, well, for one thing, there's not a lot of support that we're getting for this from the vegan community. But the anti-speciesist movement requires that we have to have our freedoms so that we can continue our work ending speciesism. And so we got to partner with these people on this common thread of maintaining our freedom. We have to maintain our freedom so that we can fight these people to end speciesism.
Well, and not necessarily fight them.
Just not necessarily fight them, but fight society so that speciesism moves towards an end. So we got a message on the back of the car, as I showed you. It wasn't very good because that flashing light's really bright.
But in the sun, you'll be able to see it.
But essentially, it said that freedom is essential for all, right? So it's really important that if we're going to liberate others, we have to have our liberty. We depend, as anti-speciesists, we depend heavily on our human privilege to exploit that towards the ends of ending speciesism. And if we don't have that human privilege, then there's very little we can do to help non-human people. because we'll be too busy fighting for our own liberties. So, all right, so we're going to end it here. We will bring you live feed as we go through Toronto and periodically throughout the day. So stay tuned, everybody. This is going to be a massive event in Ottawa when we get there. And we're going to bring you lots of live feeds, show you as much as we can. And thank you for joining us and following us. Take care, everybody. Have a good day so far. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's a live feed from Team Vegan on the Freedom Convoy 2022. That was their takeoff on January 27th at 7:07 a.m. You can follow them on social media for all their videos showing the peaceful, massive protest by millions of people in Ottawa. And here is a clip of their posting that was on February 21st, 2022. They shared an announcement. Here it is.
This is an urgent message to all Canadians and those supporting the trucker protest in Ottawa, Canada. Canadians' breaking point came when Justin Trudeau effectively put tens of thousands of Canadian truckers out of work with needless vaccine mandates that do not serve the interests of Canadians on any level. In response, our truckers said they'd had enough. In doing so, they struck a nerve with millions of other Canadians who have now joined them in solidarity against the vaccine mandates and restrictions the Canadian Prime Minister has instated. Consistent with the natural disposition of Canadians, their protest has been peaceful, nonviolent, and family-friendly as a public gathering. Furthermore, the protest is comprised of vaccinated and unvaccinated Canadians alike. We now know there is no difference between us, and we are all in the same boat together. All Justin Trudeau has really wanted to do is use lies and divisive language to divide Canadians, to cause fissures and fractures between them, and to use hate and discord as a form of coercion for his globalist handlers' agenda. And rather than listen to the eminently rational complaints of the millions of Canadians protesting, the Trudeau government responded instead by declaring what is the equivalent of martial law. It has begun to freeze protesters' bank accounts, threaten property seizures, arrest, prison, massive fines, the cancellation of insurance, and the permanent restriction of international travel, especially of truckers, and thus of forever restricting their ability to work. So to reiterate the essence of this message, first, a huge thank you to the many truckers and their families in Ottawa who have risked their livelihoods, their time, their talent, and their treasure for the benefit of all Canadians. In solidarity and out of respect for their commitment to stand for Canadians, we therefore ask that beginning February 21, 2022, all Canadian truckers and American truckers hauling to Canada, you park your rakes. And to the rest of Canadians, stand with them by refusing to go to work until the mandates are lifted. The invocation of the Emergencies Act is revoked, and Justin Trudeau is no longer the leader of the Liberal Party of Canada. If you're seeing this video after February 21st, just join in. Share this on every platform available to you with as many people as you can. And buckle up.
We just heard a shortened clip of the 9-minute announcement by Mr. John Smith that the Team Vegan on the Freedom Convoy 2022 shared on their platform. Human freedom requires animal liberation. As we sow, we reap. I'd like to thank Judy Carmen for sharing her beautiful article, Truckers and Vegans for a Free World. And I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Please join us again next week at the same time. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station nor its management. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. And I'd like to thank Alex Arndt of the Sonic Universe for his song, Shatter. And also Will Tuttle for his piano music. And his spouse Madeline for her flute music. We heard Beyond the Sky from their album Inspiration. And this is Swirling Free from Will and Madeline Tuttle. This is Marlene wishing you a good day.